Simin Nuntes, Sif Gimel through Hay, and Mirz Hashem, the Indian of Zchiras Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The Mechaber says in Simin Nuntes, Sif Gimel, Yeshem Shakadusha Shabyetzer Yochad Oimro, Lefi Shaina Elasipur Dvarm. ויש ימים שיוכל מדלגו, ואין אני מרץ על הבציבור, ויש לוחש לדבריים, וליזור שיוכל ירמנה בניגר מתיים וקראתר. מחבר brings down a יש ימים ויש ימים, which בכלל, it's a shayla, we know that סתם ויש ימים, the halacha is that we go like the סתם, יש ימים ויש ימים, it's not clear in the poskim, some of the אחרינים say that יש ימים ויש ימים, we go like the second יש ימים, and some say it's a suffix, Shabur brings it down, hechaz dalaminim, that by the rabbanan we go lekula, and by the arayis we go lechumra. Lamais over here, the Mechaber himself tells you to be choshish for the second shito. If you say it not as a kedusha, but rather as if you're kriyas psukim ba'alma, then there's no chash of being of saying a dover shebekedusha of a pachos me'asara. Says the Rama, kvar poshar aminig b'kesvor rishino, not like he says, not like the Mechaber. V'yocher oimer iso. V'ksherin kedusha zu oimer nesav v'kol rom. One should say it v'kol rom. Now, even though the Ramah Lamaisa says that the minig nispashet a minig to be mekel, however, the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing to do is, once again, to get yourself out of the shiloh. If you have a machlokes and you have a way to get out of the shiloh, that you should be able to mekayim both of the shitas, that's the best oifen, says the Mishnah Berurah, the best thing to do is to end off together, is to say it together. I'm sorry, if a person is biachizus, saying kedusha, then Mamele he should say it betaimim. That way he's yet to Mamanavshach. There's no problem of you're being choishish with the other Shito. If you say with the taimim, then you're for sure good. Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's not the minig. The minig is that a yachid is not Umr betaimim. And maybe that's why many people didn't even know this halacha, I don't think. Befrat, if their sitter doesn't have the taimim, so for sure they didn't know. Some people didn't even know what the taimim were. Many people. Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah says that's the best oifin is to say with the taimim. However, the Mishnah Berurah is makel, he brings down from the Pri Chadash that if you're behind, you came a little bit late, and therefore you're holding by Yetzer, the Kedusha of Yetzer, and the Olam is holding in Shema, let's say. The Halach is, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem, since you have a Tzibur. Kasim Pri Chadash, Afilom Haya Yochid Mispal, Levadur Shil Shil Icher Lovay, Kivon De Ika Tzibur. Since there is a tzibur there, mainly you let us say palachash. And the shayla is like the LMS, what does that do for you? Really, the Maimon Mordechai has this kash in the Pri Chodesh. He says, what's helped us that there's a tzibur there? And the Maimon says, the tzibur is not saying kedusha, so you still have the issue that ain't davar shebe kedusha pachos me'asara. If you're choishish that a yochid is not allowed to say it, and that's why he says say with the taimim, so then what's it going to help you that the tzibur is there? The Maimon says, the tzibur is not saying kedusha. L'chor the pshat is, and I saw this betzim, Shlomo Zalman, Halicha Shlomo says this also. He says that the Kinira, the reason is, he says that it tried more than I wanted to say it. I want to say that Kinira, since there's another sheet over here, that it's only Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma, Mameli could be Mekel. It's not like a regular Dovah Shabik Dusha. Shlomo Zalman said, L'kuli Alma, it's the Iker Me'iker Dadina, it's Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma, as we're going to see Bamshech L'chor. As a matter of fact, the halacha is that this kedusha midina the Magen Avraham says you should say miyushuv. Vayis says it doesn't have the din of a regular kedusha. Meile miikra adin, it sounds like everybody really holds that it's sipur dvarim ba'alma, and therefore doesn't have the regular din of kedusha. Lechatchila the mechaber is choishish. However, so long as you have a tzibur there that is asara that are davening, even if they're not saying kedusha, that's enough to reckon that we have a davar ein davar shebekedusha pas me'asara. Because you have Asara here. Mamela, that would be enough. Now, it's not clear where are the Asara holding. Let's say the Asara are learning, they're not davening. Is that enough also? Or they dafka have to be davening? Say, maybe dafka, as long as there's 10 davening, so then that's the Dover Shebek Dusha, because there's 10 people davening. L'chur Mitzvah, it shouldn't make a difference. So long as you have 10 people there, that should be L'chur enough.
Even if they're not learning?
Even if they're, for sure if they're not learning. If they are learning, so then maybe they're not even going to be Yoyna. But if they're not learning, then they could all answer. So then maybe that has that's more. No one's going to answer because you're saying a balachash. But Batsim, it's more. No one's answering you. Lemaisa. It's not you're not giving a clap and saying baruchu. But lechera kol aroy lebilei vila ma'akevas achol apaches. Supposed to in the case, maybe not. Ulai. Does the person have to say with a certain nigun? They have to say with the trap of the of nach of haftera lechera mistavra nad. Those even though you want to be machmer lechera, the nekuda is to vise that you're saying it as sipur dvarim ba'alma as kriyas pesukim. May lechera doesn't make a difference how you say it. If you didn't say birchas atariya, lechera you would be able to be mekul even if you want to say that it's sipur dvarim ba'alma lechera. It's you could be samech on the second teretz of the Beis Yosef that it's tefilas v'tchinois and that's okay, even though you're saying it with the timing. The Ma'ase Chazal are misakin to say it as the chelik of the bracha.
How did they mitigate that you didn't say it? How did they allow
you to mitigate?
I thought
it was
yachid that no one said it. Or
if someone could be no one knew. Put chazimah in the bar. If nobody knows, that's the biggest riot. You don't have to do it. Everything else, there's a lot of things that a lot of people do know. How come all the things that people do know, it's because that was the minig, and their father told him, or grandfather told him, or the great-uncle told him. Certain things, it wasn't the minig. Now, this Kedusha of Yetzer, is there an Inyan to answer it? The Olam was wondering, let's say you're holding in Pesukei de Zimro. Let's say you're not holding with the Olam. Let's say you're in Shul. You're in Shul, and you're by Kiddush, and I don't know what it is, and they're holding by Kedusha of Uvalatin, or Kedusha of Yetzer. You're after the first minion, they're holding by the second minion. Is there an Inyan? Do you have to be Mahadr to answer the Inyan of Kedusha? They asked the Reb Chaim, I saw it in two places, Das Noita, maybe it's from the same place, and from Isha Yisrael. He said, Loi Matzinu. Reb Chaim said, Loi Matzinu, that there's an Inyan to answer it. Now, if you yourself, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down, but again to Valetzian, that if you're holding by Ashrei and they're starting with Valetzian, then you should skip over Ashrei and say the Kedusha together with them. That's because you're not going to say, that's your Kedusha. It's not a different Kedusha. That's your Kedusha that you're being Yetzer with. But if you already heard Kedusha, you already said Kedusha in Yetzer, in Volatian, or you're going to say it later on, then in Hanami he says, we don't find it any to be Mahadr. Not only that, they bring down, the Isha Yisrael brings down the bottom, from Minchas Yitzchok, that he says that it's Aser to be Mafsik and a Mokum Sha'aser Lahafsik. Merely says in Pezuki de Zimra, you shouldn't answer. He says you shouldn't answer. Sai Kedusha of Yetzer, Sai Kedusha of Uvalatzian. Now, lechur, the reason is because once again we hold me'ikra din that it's really sipur dvar ba'alma. If it has the shame kedusha, then everybody would be mechuyev to answer. Since we hold me'ikra din that it's sipur dvar, then lechur, that's why it's okay. Nevertheless, Reb Chaim said that loy matzino also that people are mahadet to say the kadosh of uvalatzian with the timing. Even maybe those that are naig by yitzar, and the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down by uvalatzian. He only brings it down by yitzar. Mashmoy says, and he says, Loimatsinu, that people are makbid to say the Kaddish there, and the Baruch Kved Hashem with timing. It's more pashit that it's Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma, but mainly you don't have to do it. That's Lachar Adavart. Since it's so pashit, you don't have to go ahead and advise that you're saying it as it's more pashit that it's Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that Kedusha Zuim Efshir Toiv Lemer Miyushav. Now, there are many people that are naig like that. Certainly, the Litvish, for the most part, are naig to sit down for this Kedusha. The Olam is naig to sit down after Baruch Hu, until right before Shemayin Esrei. Chassidim, on the other hand, many of them stand up the entire time. Not like this Mishnah Berurah. And the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion, he quotes the Ein Ber Hativ. If you look at the Ber Hativ, first, he quotes a Marami Pano. If you were sitting down and you stood up for a Kedusha, that's a tois. If you're standing up and you sat down for the Kedusha, that's nisht. That also you shouldn't do. Nikr she'ine chocham. Memela, if a person, the halacha is that if you're sitting down, don't stand up for it. Because once again, the ikr is that it's sipur dvar ba'alma, it doesn't have regular Kedusha, that's why you're sitting down. However, if you're standing up, you don't have to sit down. And now the other Rambam Pana says, don't sit down the head you for this. So Mamela, according to however, he brings down then the Berhita continues, the Magen Avraham calls the Shemakone, the Dafka Miyushev. Should be Dafka Miyushev. However, Lachur, according to the Rami Pano, it's Lav Dafka Miyushev. Mamela, that's Lachur, the different Minhagim. If you're standing, don't sit for it. But somebody that's sitting certainly should not stand. And I think the Minig of in Yeshivas and Litvisha is to Nusach Ashkenaz, is to sit. Dafka, like the Magen Avraham says, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Nimefsher, Toiv Lemer Miyushev. Once again, because that's Lechura, another vice that it's Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. Sif Dalin, Birchas Yetzer Va'arvis, Oimrim Shliach Tzibur Benachas. The bracha of Yitzhar Vari Choshech should be said together, Betzibur Benachas. Benachas means not out loud, it should mean quietly. That way you shouldn't bother anybody else when they're saying it. Says the Ramah, V'yimar L'sayim Kodim Sheyusayim Shliach Tzibur V'yana O Menachas Shliach Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should, the Ramah says that you should finish the bracha before the Shliach Tzibur and answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibur. The Mechaber on the other hand says, L'chol ha'pachas b'negiatav L'yana O Menachas Tzima B'ychar V'al Me'yisrael B'ava B'shum D'avi Hefzik. Now it's not clear, what does he do with, he's not misyachas to what if you say Amen after the bracha of Yitzhar Ma'aris. The Ramah says say it after Amen after Yitzhar Ma'aris, and the Mechaber says don't say Amen after Abaycha Ba'am Yisrael Be'avo. But he doesn't really talk about what's by Yitzhar Ma'aris. The Bir Alacha brings down that the Beis Yosef says that you shouldn't say Amen after Yitzhar Ma'aris. He's mitzad at the beginning that the reason is because you're saying it together with the chazin, and therefore a person should be in omen acher after his own bracha. He says another pshat, then he says yoyser nachan is not that pshat. He says the afilu siyam abaycher koydam shliach tzibur lo yana omen acher shliach tzibur shum heftik v'zein shayach rak b'birchus abaycher aval acher yoyser ma'aris yishlana is amen omen im b'diyevet siyam koydam shliach tzibur. Says the Bir Alacha something very interesting. Says even though the Mechaber says that you should not answer Amen after Baruch Abba Yisrael Be'avo, that's because it's a hefsek. That time does not apply to Yitzhar Ma'aris. That's why I didn't tape and get to Yitzhar Ma'aris. However, even with regard to Yitzhar Ma'aris, like it's mevor in the Beis Yosef, one should lechatchila end off together with the Chazan. If he finishes before the Chazan, b'di'eved, he can answer Amen. Lechatchila, you should end off together with the chazan. And the shayla is farvas. Why? There's no hefsek over here. Only before lechera, if there's a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, it's only after Abaycha Ba'am Yisrael Be'avo. After Yitzhar Ma'aris, there's no hefsek. Lechera, frekta erlam, meant a number of the erlam asked, what's the mokum bechlal to be masik? And the truth is that I don't know the answer to the question. However, the Or Zarua, some of the erlam saw it, it's also coming up now in the beginning of Daf Yud Gimel, but it's really negiah to Yud Beis. When you get the brachas ma'akvis, the Or Zeruah Tainas that Yitzhar Ma'aris he proved is brought on the Goyis Ashri that I'm saw it. The Or Zeruah holds that you can make a birchas a mitzvah after the mitzvah. He says, how do I know that? From the sugya of brachas ma'akvis zuazu. If we hold lemaskana that brachas are ma'akvis zuazu, when the Anshei Mishmer said Ava Rabba before Shema, if they want to be Yitzhar Ava Rabba, then they have to say Yitzhar Ma'aris later on, because if they don't say Yitzhar Ma'aris later on, then they're not going to be Yitzhar Ma'aris, because the brachas are makas zuazu. So it must be that they said Yitzhar Ma'aris after Kriyashma. Frek there, how could you say Yitzhar Ma'aris after Kriyashma? You're not going to make a bracha after the mitzvah. A bracha has to be made over last yosai. Vice versa, that brachas and mitzvahs can be made even after the mitzvah. And the shayla is, what are you talking about? L'chur ha-brachar b'am Yisrael be'ava, ava rabba is the brachas and mitzvahs, like the Ramban says. But if you look at that same Ramban, he says, only Avarav is a Birchaz HaMitzvahs. Yitzhar Or is not a Birchaz HaMitzvahs. It's Mivur, the Or Zeruah held that even Yitzhar Or is a Birchaz HaMitzvahs. Both of them are Birchaz HaMitzvahs on Kriyashma, and Memelo, one should not be Mafsik, even after Yitzhar Ma'aris, in a Dover, Shaloi Tzarech, if you don't have to. But B'di'eved, you answer Amen. But in Echanami, Lechatchila not. However, that's good to feed the Or Zeruah. The problem is that no one else brought that down. No one else holds it's a Birchaz HaMitzvahs. So I'd say that even if you don't hold like the Or Zeruah that it's a Birchaz HaMitzvahs, still, like we're going to see in Kama Kama Krimis, Chazal were misakin to say the brachas together with Kriyashma. Shtaim lefoneo, v'shtaim lachareo b'arvish, shtaim lefoneo, v'achaz lachareo b'shachris. That's how Chazal were misakin Kriyashma, that the brachas go, it's all one package deal. And Remela, even so much so that the Rambam says if a person has a suffix whether or not he lay in Kriyashma, he has to go back and lay in Kriyashma with the brachas. Even though the brachas is only the Rabbanon. But it's all a package deal. You say Kriyashma, you have to say it together with the brachas. Memela, since the brachas were niskan to be said in conjunction with the Kriyashma, one should not be mafsik with anything else unless he has to. If you don't have to, the best thing is don't be mafsik b'chlal. If you finish beforehand, then echanami, then you have a chiv to answer amen. Answer amen. However, if you didn't, the best way to do it is to end off together with the chazan. That way you don't have a problem of answering amen. That's with regard to Yitzhar Ma'aris. L'maisa, the Ramah paskins not that way, and that's certainly minig Ashkenaz, is lechatchila to be messiahing before the Shas so that you could answer Amin. That's with regard to Yitzhim Eris. With regard to Avar Rabbah, there the Machaber says it's a hefsik, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the best thing to do is, once again, get out of the Shiloh. Answer together with the Shas. Finish together with the Shas. That's how many places in Eretz Yisrael do it. They end off together with the Shas. That way you don't have a shiloh of whether or not you should answer Amin. I even saw that somebody asked Chaim Kinevsky that in yeshivas, the meaning is not that way. Yeshivas is that the chazan ends off and everybody says Amin. He says, in the yeshiva, should be makbet to finish off together? He says, l'chur l'chatchili, you should do like the Mishnah Berurah. Kimdumani, that's not the meaning of Olam. Clearly, it's not the meaning of Olam. That was good for what the question was. The question was, in yeshivas, the meaning is not to do that. Chaim said that that's even lechatchila, a person should do that, a yochid should do that. The minig is, once again, lechura, not the way, the minig is to answer amen. If you could, certainly in a place where there is no minig one way or another, then lechatchila, lechura, you should do like the Mishnah Berurah says, and be choishish that maybe it's a problem of hefsik, and not answer amen. Now, interestingly enough, even though the Mishnah Berurah is choishish not to be mafsik in between Avarab and Shema, he still says something very interesting at the beginning of the Siman. The Magen Avraham says, what happens if a person in the middle of Yetzer Avari Choshech, he realizes that he said the wrong, he says the entire Yetzer Avari is wrong, ends off Amar Avaravim, says the wrong bracha, he starts Avaraba, and he realizes in the middle of Avaraba, whoops, I don't believe what I just did. I said the wrong bracha, Yetzer, I said Amar Avaravim. He says, say it after Shema Nesri. You'll be Mashlim after Shema Nesri. The Mishnah Berurah is Chirlik. The Mishnah Berurah says, no. Say it after Avarabah. After Avarabah, say Yitzhar Maris, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Shal is, if you're Choshish, you're telling me, Lechatchila answer together with the Chazan, so that you shouldn't be Mafsik. That means you're Choshish for Hefsik after Avarabah. So why are you being Chirlik on the Magen Avraham and telling me to say it before Shema? Say it like the Magen Avraham says. Say it after Shema Nesai. Obviously, it's not Ma'akiv. Lechirah, the reason is because Chazal were Mesakin to say both of the brachas before, like we said before. Chazal Mesakin Shtayin Lefanel V'Achas Lacharel. Memela, since the brachas are not Ma'akveis, and Mi'ikra Adin, we paskin like the Ramah Lechirah. Now you're allowed to say Amen, even after Avar Abba. It's not considered a Hefsik. Memela, Lechat Chilo, if you don't have any reason to be Mafsik, certainly end off together with the Chazan. However, if you have a reason to be mafsik, if you finished first, should you say Amen? Yes, Lechur, you should say Amen, according to the Minig Ashkenaz. And Memela, if you messed up, and now you're stuck, and you want to say the brachas before, and Lechur, Lechatchila, one should say Shtayim Lefaneo, to Mekayim Letekon Chazal. Even though it's out of order, the Seder is not Ma'akiv. But Lechur, Lechatchila, one should say the Shtayim Lefaneo. Now this din, Lechur, that you should answer together with the Chazan, and you shouldn't answer Amen, you should try to get out of it. Even according to Mechaber says, don't answer Amen. This is Bepashas if you're not being Yaitse with the Chazan. If you're being Yaitse the Bracha with the Chazan for whatever reason, like the meaning was in the olden days, then in Echnami, Lechatzchilo, you're supposed to be saying Amen to his Bracha, because if you want to be Yaitse with other person's Bracha, some people say it's even Ma'ak if you don't say Amen. Whether we pass like that or not, we'll have to see. But the Pashas is you should be saying Amen in that case. You're being Ma'amis the Bracha. That's Kilo as if you're saying the Bracha when you say Amen. Don't worry about Hefsik, because that's your Bracha. It's Shaykhter, it's Kilo as if you're being Mevarech then. Now, just when I get to that, one nekuda, if you're being yotze with somebody else, a bracha, so it's mevur, the Torah brought down from his father, the Rush, that the Rush, even though the minig was in the olden days, that the chazan was mitzi everybody with the birchas kriyashma, nevertheless, his father did not want to be yotze with him, because he was scared that maybe his mind was going to wander a little bit in the middle. The bir lachar is doing murder, lachar, what happens if his mind doesn't wander in the middle? The only thing that's, even if you miss out on half of Yetzer Hara, it's not a problem. Which Agav Lechura, that answers one of the questions that we had on the sheet. If you don't know Maisa Bereshis, you started off Maisa Bereshis, and then you ended off with the last Maisa Bereshis, Komar Lise, and we didn't kill him Chazdoi, and you missed out the entire middle. But Pashtas Lechura, it shouldn't be Ma'akiv. And you wouldn't have to go back Lechura. It's not clear, the Mishnah Bir Alacha says, only things that are Ma'akiv, that's a problem. Like Brits, Vitero, that we say in Berchaz HaMazin. How about in Yetzer Hara? What's Ma'akiv in Yetzer Hara? That the Bir Lacha didn't tell me. It doesn't sound like anything is Ma'akiv. You have to be Ma'atzkir, the Indian of Yitzhar, Vari Choshech. But more than that, it sounds like in Echanami, nothing is really Ma'akiv. The Chasima certainly is Ma'akiv. If you didn't hear the Chasima, that would certainly be Ma'akiv. But in the middle, Lachur, it's not Ma'akiv. Now, if a person says, that's only, the whole Shash of a person's mind wandering is only if he's listening to somebody else. But if he is saying the bracha himself, even if his mind wanders, lamaisi, he said the words. If you're not listening, if you're not saying them, and you're not listening, so then you don't have anything. Mashenkin, if you're saying it, holopachas, you said the words, and therefore it would be okay. Which is something that a person has to bear in mind when he's listening to Kiddush by somebody else. If you're saying Kiddush or Havdalah, terrific. But if you're being going to Kiddush with somebody else, if you're going to Kiddush the person that, wherever it is, by Yishver, by wherever it is that you're being going to Kiddush or Havdalah, then if your mind wanders in the middle and you miss the Ikur Kiddush, then you're not Yitza. It happens to be that the Bir Halachas, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reishayin Aleph, he says that a person should tell his Bnei Abayis before making Kiddush that you need Kavanas Yoytze Moitzi Vishramea. That the person's Mashmiya Vishramea, the person that's saying the Kiddush has to have in mind to be Moitzi everybody, and the person that's listening has to mind to be Yoytze. It's not just mind to be Yoytze, you have to pay attention. A lot of times you see people, they're not totally not paying attention by Kiddush. You're just waiting for him to finish, and then you have the wine. But you're not being Yoytze, you're being Yoytze with the person. And if your mind wanders in the middle, in the Chanami, it's not a problem, and that's the pshat in that person's father that is makbit to say Kiddush when he comes to his son's house. Because he just in case his mind wanders in the middle. What then? It's only the things that are ma'akiv. The question is, what's ma'akiv? That's the shayla. What exactly is ma'akiv?
And by Beirut Yotzer, we said if you mix up and you skip past the brook and you say Marav Rav, whatever, you do Yotzer, you say the beginning then. When you're listening to someone else also, you heard the beginning, you heard the end, so you...
That's lechur nichlal in. I hear the question. It's lechur nichlal in what the Bir Halacha is being ma'ir. It's not clear where at what point you have to say. That's what I said before. That maybe it's enough to say yitzar. It could be that's enough because lechur, if you say yitzar and then you finish off the rest, like you're saying, lechur, that should be enough. That would. It's not clear in yitzar in the bracha of yitzar what he would have to miss not to be yitzar. But if he missed it, if he spaced out the entire middle. And he just said Yotze Ma'aris, then Lachari is not Yotze. And certainly by Kiddush also would be the same thing. Exactly what point in benching, there's a bunch of different things. It's not exactly clear. In Emes Ve'emuna, there's either three things or four things, like the Rashba says, exactly what you have to have in mind. Last Sif Hey. The Machaber says, "Im Tovik Berachos Yitzar Binim Shetzarach Lamed Acher Tachtov Im Tovik Kedusha Ve'Elech Inesh Ani Tzarach Lasal Makom Shepasak." Then Hashem Asam Kedusha Ve'Elech Im Tovik Kedusha Tzarach Lasal Bereish. It's not exactly clear if this has any halacha, this has any ramifications bizmanenu that everybody says their own bracha. However, lechura the same thing should be true if a person who's davening by himself messes up in the middle of the bracha and he's not sure where he messed up. L'chur, if he messed up at the beginning, and he doesn't know where he's holding, and he knows he didn't get up to Kedusha, L'chur, he would go back to the beginning. But the truth is that he doesn't. He wouldn't start his bracha again, because like according to what the Bir Halacha says, L'chur, even if you miss out part of the middle, then it's not a problem. So you could just go back. First of all, you wouldn't start over the bracha. Certainly wouldn't start over the bracha, Baruch Hashem Yetzer Ovar Yechoshech, from the beginning. Maybe you could start from right after that, Hamer L'aretz, because that's only a tefillah, lechur, that shouldn't be, it's not a problem to go back to that. If a person messed up after Kedusha, then he would only have to go back to Kel Baruch. Me'ikr hadin lechur, though, even if he missed out those nekudas, if he said, kamor le'oysay, orim g'darin kilam chazdor, chadash al siyin tor, lechur, me'ikr hadin, he was yaitse yaschiv, even without it. That's simenun tes. With regard to zechiris yitzis metrayim, just to handle the sugya a little bit, the Ikar Nekudos, the Mishnah says, on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Valeleis, Omer Belozer Ben Azayri, Herei Aniki Ben Shivim Shana Vele Zichisi Shetiomi Yitzias Mitzrayim Valeleis, Achador Sheben Zayma Shenemer Laman Tzitzkirs Yim Tzitzkom Eretz Yitzayim Kol Yimei Chayecho. Yimei Chayecho Yomim Kol Yimei Chayecho Valeleis, Vechomerim Yimei Chayecho En Lamazek Kol Lohavim Lamaisa Mashiach. A few ha'aris on this Mishnah. First of all, the first nekuda. What is it? Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. It takes Yontif, another Achronim mask. Maskirin Oymim Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. What's the lashon of Maskirin? The lashon of Zechira. Some people even ask that even if you're going to say lashon of Zechira, just say Zechirin. Maskirin sounds like you're being masked or somebody else. But the Ikar Nekuda is what's the lashon of Maskirin as opposed to Oymim Yitzias Mitzrayim. The second thing is Omer Lezab and Azariah, Rei Niki Ben Shivim Shono. I wasn't zeicher. It happens to be a machlekes. What it means wasn't zeicher. The pashtus is, lechur, wasn't zeicher to be koveya the halacha that a person has to be Maskitis Mitzrayim Baleleis until Ben Zayma Darshan did. Shenemer Lamantis Kirsin says Kumar Tisayim Koyim Echayecho. The Shaila is, so who told you Bechlal that you have to be Maskitis Mitzrayim? Sounds like there was a Anoch HaPshuta that you have to be Maskitis Mitzrayim. I just couldn't prove it from the Pasik. Memelo, when Ben Zayma came along, he was able to prove it from a Pasik. He was able to Darshan from a Pasik. The Shaila is, Mamachta Anoch is a Mefrekt Kashis. Who told you that Anoch in the first place? Who says that Anoch that you're Mechuyiv in the first place to be Maskitis Mitzrayim Baleleis? Maybe you're talking not. The third thing is, how do we pass from the halacha? There's Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, and we have a chachamim. Chachamim, it sounds almost as the chachamim are not maskim. Chachamim, yimei chayach ha'il ma'zeh, kol yin lavi ma'isa Mashiach. Were they choizer afterwards, or not? How do we pass from the halacha? Interestingly enough, the Rosh and the Rif don't bring it down. The achreinim are murder on the Rambam, also. Vosef is that the Rambam does not count this as one of the in the minyan mitzvahs. How come Lamantisku Shem Tes Chemer Tes Chaim Kol Yimechayach is not one of the minyan mitzvahs? So the truth is that even though he doesn't count it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Yad HaZoko, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, he says Mefurish Afal Pi Shein Mitzvah Tzitzis Nehegas Balaylo. Current is a Balaylo. Even though Mitzvah Tzitzis is not Nehegas Balaylo, you read Parashas Tzitzis Vayomer Balaylo. Mipnei Sheish Bo Zichrin Yitzias Mitzrayim. O mitzvah lahazkir, tis mitzrayim b'yom v'alaylo, shenemer l'man tizkir, shem tizkir mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecho. Says Mefurish, the reason why we lay in Parashas Vayomer at night together with Kriyashma is that even though tzitzis is mitzvah, tzitzis is not b'alaylo, mitzvah zechir, tis mitzrayim, is b'alaylo, and b'meylo, that's why we're mazkir, as it says, l'man tizkir. Says the Kesem Mishnah, what's the makor for the Rambam, for this halacha? What's pshat yir mechuyiv to be mazkir, yitzis mitzrayim, even b'alaylo? He says, "Af agav deiku geula b'yoyim ha'isa, mikol mokom ki aschila geula b'layla aschila." Even though the iku geula was b'yoyim, however, the schalta de geula started at night. A little more beer. If you look at the Bnei Yeshua, he says, "Rebbe Elazar ben Zari is going l'shitase." Rebbe Elazar ben Zari says on Daf Tesamad Aleph, there was a machlokes between Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria and Rebbe Akiva. Until when do you eat Korban Pesach? Rebbe Akiva says until alayis hashachar. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, until Chatzos. In Vosgeta Machlekes, so the Gemara says, everybody agrees that the Gula started. Hakol Moedim Kishenigulu Yisrael Mitzrayim Leinigulu Ela Be'erev. Shenemer Etziach Hashem Alekechem Mitzrayim Lailo. Everybody agrees, when did the Gula start? The Gula started at night. Ukshi Yatsu Leyatsu Ela Be'yayim. Shenemer Melchus Epesach Yatsu Bnei Yisrael Biyad Romo. Everybody agrees when did they practically leave? The next morning. We're not leaving in the middle of the night. Be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. They left only the next morning. In Vosgi et ha'machlekes, b'met pligi, al ma nechleklu, al shas chipozen. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah sovar mai chipozen de Mitzrayim, Rebbe Akiva sovar mai chipozen de Yisrael. The machlekes is when it says that you should eat it b'chipozen, it says, what chipozin is that referring to? You have up until the Shas chipozin. What's Shas chipozin? The Shas chipozin of Mitzrayim, when Mitzrayim tried to kick them out of Mitzrayim at night. Like Rashi says, Makas habechorim shal yodim nechpezu lamar l'shalchem. The Mitzrayim wanted to kick them out in the middle of night. Or the Mekiva says, no, chipozin means chipozin of Yisrael when Klal Yisrael left l'maisa in the morning. That means Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds that we go buster the geula that started at night. And as a matter of fact, Rebbe Akiva Eger on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, when there's machlokes between Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Shua ben Levi, v'negeh to be masmech geula l'tzvila. So we say Rebbe Yochanan says you're supposed to be masmech ezu ben olam avo, ze'asemech geula l'tzvila shel arvis. That's what Rebbe Yochanan said. What's the reason why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Savra Geula Me'orto Nami Havei. There was a Geula Me'orto. Rabbi Kiveger is Mitzayin Tesamad Aleph. That everybody holds that the Geula started at night. And Mamela Rabbi Yochanan says the din of Smichas Geula Tefila is also at night, not just during the day when the Iker Geula was. It's when the Geula started also. Mamela Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Lishitosei that he holds that we go baster the Iker Geula. We go baster the Aschala of the Geula, and that's the Shas Chipozen. And until Chatzos, that's the time that you have to lain Kriya Shema. Mamela Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, if that's the Shas Geula, the Shas Geula is also at night, not just during the day. Memela, Sedav Zayin, that you have to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim also by night. It's not just during the day. L'chura, that was the Pshitas. We asked, where was the Pasha to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah that you have to be maskil yitzias netzarim balayla, it was pashtim because that's when the gula started, and that's the shita b'chlal. That's the shas chipazin. Shas chipazin. We go baser the tchilas gula. The meila was pashit that if we have to be maskil yitzias netzarim by day because they left by day, then we also have to be maskil yitzias netzarim by night because the gula started at night. That would be lechur the makar for Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The fee that lechur we wanted to know how do we paskin la halacha. So if we paskin like Rav Yochanan that you're supposed to be masmich gula le tefila even at night, that means that we reckon with the gula that happened that night. If that's the case lechur, then we should also paskin like Rav Elazar ben Azariah that should be maskir yitzias mitzrayim by night. However, obviously it's not muchach, because if you look at the Rambam paskins, that you're supposed to be, he brings down the halacha, you're supposed to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim, you're supposed to be maskil gula tvila by night. However, b'negeato, until when you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, in Nechaz Karban Pesach, he paskins that you're allowed to eat it until the morning, like Rabbi Akiva, now like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the reason is, like we said before, because everybody agrees that the gula started at night. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, you maskil gula tvila. However, you want to know when you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach until the Ikar Gula when they left during the day. So it's not clear, l'chur, from there, how we were paskin halacha l'maisa. However, the Shagas Aryeh, in Simin Yud Beis, he's handling whether or not women are chayiv in Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. He brings a raya from the Gemara Daf Yudal Yud Beis. The Gemara in Yudal Yud Beis says, Chiyo Barav Amar, Amar Ni Hashem Lekechem, Tzorach Leimer Emes. Lo Amar Ni Hashem Lekechem, Inu Tzorach Leimer Emes. Only if a person says the Parsha of Vayomer, does he have to say Emes V'yatsiv. If he doesn't say Vayomer, so you're not saying Ni Hashem Lekechem, so you don't have to say Emes, you don't have to say Vayatsiv. So if you don't say Vayomer, you don't say Vayatsiv. You don't say Vayatsiv, or you don't say Vayemunu Kol Zeis. I fract the Gemara of Alboi Lat Kuri Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim. This is the chur going side by the day and side by night. And the Gemara ends on kipshutai. Vaboy lat kuri yitzias mitzrayim. You have to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim. Says the Shagas Aryeh, the chur we see from here that we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Azariah that a person has to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim. From the fact that the Stimas HaGemara asks, how could it be that you didn't say emes, you didn't say vayomer or emes v'emuna, the chur you have to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim. Vice versa, that we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you have to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim. However, the Rashba brings down from the Ravid that the Ravid said that even the Chachamim agree that you have to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim b'leilos. They just hold that there's no chiv midaraisa. The chiv is midarabanan. As they bring the Rashba from the Ravid. L'chura, you have to, he says, how could it be the people that hold that you don't have to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim b'leilos, they weren't mevarech the bracha of emes v'emunah? Chazal or misakin, shtayim lefaneh, shtayim lacharel. They held that you weren't mevarech shtayim lacharel. Or the reason, even though you say the bracha, but you don't really have to say it, because you yetz without it. Zichur, everybody agree that you're chayv midar abanan, says the Ravid. It's just that Rav Elazar ben Azariah said, I have no pasik to darshan it from. At the end, Ben Zayin would darshan it from a pasik, and he holds that it's daraisa. But even the Chachamim hold that you're chayv, just they hold that you're chayv midar abanan, only not at daraisa. The Raj himself is chaylik, ayin sham. But l'chur, according to the, says the Tzlach, it's meduyik in the Mishnah, like the Ravid. Why? The Mishnah is a very interesting Mishnah. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. Stam. Doesn't bring down any machlekes. You're supposed to be Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. All my beloved Ben Azariah, Arini Kmishim Vishonov, Lezachisi, Vechulu, and the Chomin say, no, that's not a good Rasha. But the Stoma is that you have to be Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. Vaistar, he said, everybody agrees you have to be Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. The Shalit is the Reis, is the Rabbanon. Well, Lechura, everybody holds that way, they're Mechuyiv to be Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. The L'chur, according to this, in Hanami, there's no raya from the fact that there's another raya, Agav. The Prima Gadim brings a raya in the Agdamo. There's Agdamo, the Prima Gadim. He brings a raya into Hilchos Kriyashma. He brings a raya that it's only a Dinder Abanon. He says, because if it's a Dinder Aiso, then what's the difference between the Chiv to be Maskil Yitzias Mitzrayim at night and the Chiv to be Maskil Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leila Seder? Everybody knows the Reb Chaim that there's three differences that's an answer to the question. The one is that on Leil Seder, the derech is to be dafka shalav etshuva, and the second chilek is that you have to say it, the kolish talshlus in yonim, not just to be maskil yitzias mitzrayim, but also to say the entire Haskoras Hanis from the Mitchilo Ivdei Avodah Zarah or from Avodah Mayinu until Goal Yisrael to be masked the entire Indian Mitchilo Vatsoif. And the third thing is that a person has to say Pesach Matzah Umor. That's Reb Chaim's answer. But Be'etzem says the Prima Godem, he advises Lachero, it makes sense to say that the Chiv by night is only a Chiv Derabanon, as opposed to the Chiv on Leil HaSeder, which is the Raisa, and that's good for the Chilik between the Chiv that a person has every day and the Chiv on Leil HaSeder. The Chiv is, then in a Chanami you have no Raya from the Gemara on Daf Yudal Adam and Beis. The Gemara on Daf Yudal Adam and Beis says, I v'oboi latkur Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's because everybody holds the Yitzis Mitzrayim. There's no question of, do you have to be masked Yitzis Mitzrayim or not? The question is, are you mechuyiv midar Raisa or mechuyiv midar Rabbanan? But everybody holds, you have to be masked Yitzis Mitzrayim. L'chura, there's another Raya that we pask in that you don't have to be masked Yitzis Mitzrayim midar Raisa. We go like the Chachamim, that there's a chiyuv to be masked Yitzis Mitzrayim, but only midarabanan. Because if you hold that there's a chiyuv to be masked Yitzis Mitzrayim at night, then l'chura it's a mitzvah to say, she'ein hazman grama. You have a chiyuv to be masked also during the day and also at night. If you only have a chiyuv by day, it's mitzvah to say, she'ein hazman women are nachayiv. As opposed to if you have a chiyuv by day and a chiyuv by night, we saw in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, we saw in Simenun Ches, the Magen Avraham says, it can't be that pshat is like the Kesef Mishnah, that when it says, uv kumecho, you have a mitzvah midaraisa kol ayim to say kriyashma. It's not just those 3 hours. Because if you had a mitzvah to say the entire day, so then it's a mitzvah to say, she'ein hazman grama. You have b'shach b'cha is the entire night, uv kumecho is the entire day. There's never a time that you're not mechuyiv. Like the way the Levush Yisrael is masbir the Magen Avraham. You're right, it's maybe two chalakim of a mitzvah. But there's never a time that you're not mechuyiv in kriyashma. Memeil is mitzvah to say, she'ein hazman grama. And woman would be mechuyiv. L'chura, according to that, Yitzis Mitzrayim, if there's a chiyuv to mask Yitzis Mitzrayim by Leilis, then it should be a mitzvah as man gromo. The truth is, agav, parenthetically, the Magen Avraham says that in Siman Ayin. Magen Avraham says in Siman Ayin that in Echanami, there's a chiyuv to mask Yitzis Mitzrayim by Leilis, and Mamel is mitzvah she'ein as man gromo, because if a chiyuv during the day and a chiyuv at night, Mamel is never a time that you're not mechuyiv, Mamel is not shemar mechuyiv, because it's mitzvah she'ein as man gromo. Now, but that's the Kesser Mishnah that Kinnira learned not that way. L'chor, you have to say, and the truth is the Shagas Ari says this himself in Simenun Beis. He says, you're right that you have a chiyuv during the day and you have a chiyuv at night. But it's two different chiyuv. And after you finish the night, you no longer have the chiyuv of the night, you have a new chiyuv of the day. So it could be that there's never a time that you're not mechuyiv. But they're two different chiyuv. And even if you, kol shekein, if you hold like the Ramban holds that, when you get to Kriyashma, that it's two different mitzvahs, the day, B'shach B'cho of Kumecho. Even if it holds like the Rambam, which is maybe by Yitzis Mitzrayim would be the same way, it's all considered one mitzvah. However, it's two chalakim of one mitzvah, and the part that applies by night does not apply by day, and the part that applies by day doesn't apply by night. Memeila, it's a mitzvah say, She'ein Azman Grama L'Chero, and therefore, She'azman Grama, you're only Mechuyiv during the day, and therefore, woman would not be Chuyiv. Now, the Yeshua Siakiv says something very interesting. He says, you write me the raisa, it's not a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama, because the only chayiv during the day. However, like the Ravid says, the chachamim masakin to say, the chachamim hold that there's a takonas chachamim to say kriyashma at night. So mamela on a derabanan dika level, it's a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama. During the day, you're mechuyiv midaraisa. At night, Chazal said that you're mechuyiv to say it. So it still has the same din as a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama. Kniri is going like the Magen Avraham, that since there's never a time that you're not mechuyiv, memeila is considered mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama. But he says you have an interesting thing over here. You have the first chelek, the during the day is chayiv midaraisa, and the night is derabanan. So on a derabanan take a level, it's considered mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama. The shaila is, what does that mean? But the derabanan weren't misakin that there's a mitzvah during the day. That's a deraisa dekadin. So deraisa you're only chayiv during the day. Midarabanan you're only chayiv at night. So then, it's either way, it's not a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama. On a deraisa level, there's only a chiv at night, during the day. And at the rabbanadika level, you have a chiv midaraisa during the day, and a chiv midarabanan at night. How does that turn it in to a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama? Look, there's no new chiv midarabanan during the day. What's that? They're misakin it. But what? What were they misakin? They're misakin that you have to kain deraisa, that you have to say at night. As far as it is with time. But Lamaisa, the third takon was only going to get it tonight. So you have a mitzvah derabanan, which is only going to get it tonight. And a mitzvah derash is only going to get it today. How does that turn, how does it starve together? So I thought maybe pshat is that You could say that al yedei the takana of Chazal, they were masakin, the mitzvah of the day also changed. Because it says in the pasuk, l'man tizkir, siyem tzitzcha meret tzayim kol yimei chayecho. What does it mean, l'man tizkir? Zechira means zechira bepeh, or zechira belev? We have shesh zechiras that we're supposed to say every day. The zechira has to be bepeh, or it's even belev. Do you have to say them? Are you mechuyiv? You're not mechuyiv? We'll have to see. We're going to get to Simon Samach. Mirat Hashem, the Magen Avraham talks about it, that we all say it. Maybe people don't even know that we say it. But we say it every day in Avarah, but we say the Shesh Zechir, Arba Zechiris. Arba, Chomesh, Ayin Shom. However, the Zechiris are, these Zechiris have to be Bepeh, or no, we find the Zechir could be, I feel a belief. So, if you hold, the Shagasari has a whole simon about this. I mean, Yud Gimel, not Yud Beis. Yud Beis is whether or not Noshem Rachayovas. Yud Gimel is whether or not Zechir is Bepeh or Belev. He's Marech when he gets to this. He actually comes out that it's Lachar Mavur in the Sifra that it's Sagi B'Zechir Belev. He wants to say that the Bavli is maybe it's going to come out of Cheshbon in the Bavli, not that way. But he says Lachar the Ramban al Chumash brings down from the Sifra that Zechir that Sagi B'Zechir Belev. And Mameila Lachar, according to this, the only time they find zechira that you're mechuyev to say out is dafka by zechoras asher asalacha amalek. There, there's a chiyev to say it bepeh at least once a year to lane it to hear it. But every other zechira allowed dafka to be found is there is chiyev to say bepeh and the zechira believe is enough. Lefi this is very gishmak the lashon of maskirin yisis mitzrayim baleilis because maskirin yisis mitzrayim baleilis means meikra adin. The din zchiras yitzias mitzrayim is be'etzem sagi b'yoyim. According to Belezman Azaria, maskirin yitzias mitzrayim b'aleilos is even belev is enough. The ikar mitzvah is belev. It could be that we're going to be mekayim et al yedei v'yoyimer, mekayim et al yedei emes ve'emuna. But the ikar mitzvah is the zchiras yitzias mitzrayim, which be'etzem you could be mekayim belev. However, Chazal didn't want to be samech on the lev, and therefore they're masakin to say it straight out. The fidus, it makes sense also, the chilek between every night and on Leil HaSeder, says the Prima Gadin. That would be a chilek. First, on Leil HaSeder, you're mechuyev to say it straight out. Mashenkin, the rest of the year, you're only mechuyev schir sitzis mitzrayim. It would make sense also why there's no bracha. We don't find the bracha on schir sitzis mitzrayim. The Meiri already asked the kasho. Basepes, how come we don't find the bracha on schir sitzis mitzrayim? The answer is because we don't find the bracha on a mitzvah shebelev. Beer chametz, you don't find the bracha on. As a matter of fact, that's why some said, bircha satura, you don't say a bircha satura on her, even if her is a mitzvah, but we don't find that there's a masak and a bracha on a dvarim shebelev. Mamela, that's why mi'ikar adin, there's no bracha on the schir sitzis mitzrayim, and that's the difference between the chiv every night and the chiv on Leil HaSeder. And that's the reason why it says Maskirin and Kubidat Pshan and the Rambam says why it wasn't weighted as Minin HaMitzvahs. Prima Gadim says that the reason why the Rambam wasn't weighted as Minin HaMitzvahs is because it wasn't weighted Mitzvah Shebalev. And the Meila, that's why he doesn't have it. That's why it's not in the Minin HaMitzvahs. He brought it down, Zikr, it's a mitzvah. But it's not in the Minin HaMitzvahs because you could be Mekayim with belief. For this, you could say that according to the Chacham that holds that it's only the Rabbanon, what were the Rabbanon Mesakin? They were masakin to say it as opposed to be maskir palev. And when they said to say it, they were said not only at night to say it, also during the day, don't rely on the askar palev, you should dafka say it. Dafka after mekayim it, b'dibur. You should dafka say it the same way that they didn't want to rely on bir chametz, bitul palev, chazal masakin bir chametz, not to rely on the bitul palev. So to over here. Chazal, when they were masakin at night, they also had a new takana of saying it during the day also. Memela, the takana Chazal was not only at night, it was also during the day. And Memela, it's considered a mitzvah sasei she'en azman grama midrabanon, because the mitzvah that Chazal were masakin was not only at night, but also during the day. Don't just have it in mind, say it out l'maisa. Lez ben Azari holds, no, midaraisa yir mechuyev to say it, it's not only dindrabanon, midaraisa yir mechuyev to say it at night. La halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? It's not exactly clear. That's the truth. And this we will end the Mishnah Brura and Simen Ayin. When he brings it down, he brings down all the shittas that we just brought. He says, the Mechaber says, Noshim v'avadim p'turis mikriyashma, b'fnei she mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Says the Mishnah Brura, p'turi gam kein mibirchas kriyashma. Yesh lehim gam zman kavua, like it says in Simen Unches. Aval birkas emes v'yatzev dinis kanalim nizkiris yitzis mitzrayim. V'chein habrocha shel acharei ad arvis mechuyim eslaimrum. The mitzvah nizkiris yitzis mitzrayim neheges bayim v'alaylo. V'im kein memela tzichin lismach gula l'tvilo. They have to be masmach gula l'tvilo also. The betvilo chayovis. Come on, simin kufof. Kein kasev v'magan avrom. That's the sheet of Magan Avram. It's a mitzvah to say she'en azman gramo, you mechuyiv to be maskir, you tzitz mitzrayim, even at night, and therefore, even women are mechuyiv. Va'ayim prima godem, she'kasev, l'man da seviz chiyiv tzitz mitzrayim ba'layla, hu rak midar abanon, v'asmach ta'akro, im kein v'meil the mitzvah to say she'en azman gramo, p'turis menatero. Rak midar abanon, chayoviz. V'chein kasev v'seriv for Yeshua Yaakov that we brought down beforehand. Ayin sham. The Yeshua Yaakov, the prima godem, say no, they're not mechuyiv midar aysa night, it's only midar abanon. Va'afilu neima du mitzvah min ha'tur ba'yirim v'alaylo, like the Magan Avram, mitzvah b'sefer shagas aria, then Hashem b'turis. Mishtam da'askara b'yirim, he mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. B'meila, he's not machriyab, l'machira, it's going to come out, whether or not, first of all, it's machlaikis, even if you hold that there's a chiyav at night, it's machlaikis in the Magan Avram, shagas aria, it's not making a mitzvah as man gramo, or it's not as man gramo. And even if you're not mechuyev at night, mechuyev midrabanan, maybe on the rabanan dika level, it would have a din of mitzvah in as man grama, and the chol pachas then woman would be mechuyev. L'maisa certainly the minig is that women are not maskir tzitzis mitzrayim ba'leilois. The Aruch HaShulchan even says that even b'yorim the minig is that they're not maskir tzitzis mitzrayim. That already maybe is manenu. It sounds like many are.